You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Print that was given to Noah as far as making the sheep, the teva, it says that he had to make it tzohar. And what was the tzohar?
Some people they say
is
the window, some they say
it
was glowing stone.
So now the teva needed window. So Hashem said make a window. And the other idea is it was a glowing stone that will light up the whole teva. So for 1 year, Noah did not pay any electricity bill. You know what that is? 1 year, you know, with all of these animals. So 1 year, it was exempt from DWP. So now here it says that you have to make it tzohar to the teva. Rabbeinu Bar Shem Tov HaKadosh, so Chazon Magen Aleinu, Arav explains teva that is used as a sheep also means words. Teva in Lashon of the Mishnah means words. So here it's Zohar, according to the idea that means light. So here we can learn that there's a requirement for every Yehudi that when he pronounces every word, he has to inject light in it. When he says Zohar ta'aseh lateva, so that means you cannot say Baruch Ata Hashem. You say Baruch Ata Hashem to put light in it. So here, Rabbeinu Bar Shem Tov HaKadosh learns that there's a requirement that Yehudi should know that his tefillah cannot be choshk. You know what choshk means? No. Cannot be dry. Has to be full of
Kavana.
Spirit, joy, simcha. And he says, Ve'el amma techalena. What is Ve'el amma techalena? The window had to be away from the top. What is one amma? Half a beater. How do you write amma? Aleph mem hey. Amma is written in the Torah. Aleph mem hey. That is the beginning of the letters of three words, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You like the inside?
Yeah.
Has a copyright, don't tell me. Amma is Elokeinu Melech HaOlam.
Matthew 49, right?
So here it says that when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, has to be recited with such a joy. Psh, there it is. Mm-hmm. Take an apple. How much does it cost? Is it gulab or anything?
No, just the apple.
50 cents. You know what it is? 50 cents apple. You hold a 50 cents apple and say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You know what it is? To be able to recite the name of Hashem, by an apple. So here, that's what Rabbeinu Bar Shem HaKadosh explains. Tzohar has to be full of light. Every word that you say has to lift you up, create such a energy. So that means, if the tefillah, as the Gemara says, that the tefillah without right kavanah is like body. What type of body is it? What type of body doesn't have neshama?
Dead body.
Oh, he's not alive. He's not alive. So this means, let's say, you're offered a very, 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 very latest expensive car. What kind? But it has a little problem. It's a little one. It doesn't have any engine. Yeah. So what are you going to do with it? Exactly, the Gemara says, if your prayer to Ribbono Shel Olam, when you try to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam, you don't have the spirit that is required, so then exactly it's like a body that hasn't had a... And this is the hardest thing, to create such a spirit, such a joy. And why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to fill up with simcha? Why?
So many distractions.
But why? Why is there so many distractions?
Thoughts?
Yeah, but why? Why is it so challenging to do tefillah with simcha?
Because it's so important.
Why is it all over?
We love negativity. Low emunah. Humans love negativity.
No, because it's so important, maybe the angels don't want us to connect.
Ah, Chazik Baruch. You know, it's very interesting, Rabbi Ben Ishar, Yosef Chaim, Baghdad, Zokhutam Marel Aleinu.
Amen.
Our brings very interesting thing. It says, human is a term for it. What is it called?
Adam.
Adam. So now if you open it, Aleph, you write Aleph, Lamed, Fesofit, Aleph, right? Dalet, right? Dalet, Dalet, Lamed, Taf, right? Mem, you write?
Mem,
Mem. Mem, Mem. So now if you take the Adam in the beginning, Aleph, Dalet, Mem out, the remaining letters that is inside the Adam, that is Aleph, that is Lamed Fesofit, Dalet, Lamed Tav, and Mem, what do you get? You try it at home. The hidden letters inside of Adam is Hamid Palel. Hamid Palel. So what does it mean? Rabbi Nishai explains, what is Adam is all about? If he does tefillah the right way, that means he is
Adam.
Chas v'shalom, if he does his tefillah sarsari, that means? So that means the essence of the Adam is inside of him. The Adam inside is Hamid Palel. But if he just doesn't know to get it over with, he's not value himself. And that's exactly the quote here. So hard to say a teva. Every teva, every word that you say, you have to create light in it. Light in it. Happened to me a story, very interesting story, not too long ago. In Be'er Sheva, somewhere in a hospital, as you know, and you should not know, you know, the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, they have interesting thing. They have what is called, it's under rehab, but I guess when people are waiting for surgery, they have on the side, so-called preparation for surgery, is like a very fancy place, like a hotel. And they wait like a day or two, they have a surgery. There happened to be a family that their kid, about 8, 9, not for anyone, unfortunately had not a good sickness. Never would happen, Chas v'shalom.
Amen.
So now they're waiting for the surgery. So now the family, at all, they were not in any way observing anything. Like maybe once in a while, once a year, to come to Beit Knesset of Yom Kippurim. So the father, a day before that surgery would take place, took the son to this rehab place. And then, as very interesting, they have a Beit Knesset in this building. In the building, they have a Beit Knesset. He goes there just, you know, to look around. And then take a book from the shelf, happened to be a Tehillim. So then, you know, sit down, start reading. So reading and reading. Start, you know, getting very emotional and start crying. And cries and cries and cries and cries. And an hour or two, he spends in the Beit Knesset entertaining. So now, what they do before the surgery, they do the final test. So the test was done on the kid, and then they come back and say the result didn't come out good. It seems like the kid was moving around, and we have to do it again. So 2-3 hours later, they do it again. And again, they come and say, we're not sure what needs to be done because the test didn't come out good. So they wait till the next day and they tell the kid, you know, don't move, this, that, you know, you're going to have the final test. So the final test was done, and the professor of the surgeon comes to the Abba and says, I don't think we need to do the surgery, because the test shows that there's nothing there. 2 hours of reading Tehillim took the machala away. You know what it is? 2 hours of sitting and reading Tehillim with tears took the machala away. That's what the key point here is. Rabbeinu Hashem Tov HaKadosh says, Tzohar Ta'aseh La'Teva. When you come to Ribono Shel Olam, and you know, that's it. You can connect to Ribono Shel Olam. That's the only way. You do it with all your heart. Just like the Teva that saved the Noah from all the disaster, that's how it's going to save you from all the disasters and the problem in your life. And that's what exactly the quote here is. Not the window, of course. No. And the surface, that's what, you know, the construction of the Teva is all about. But the depth of the matter here is, you have to know tefillah works. Tefillah works. When you do tefillah with right kavanah, with simcha, you know, you can connect you to Ribono Shel Olam. You can delete all the decrees that Chas v'Shalom is going to come about. But you have to make an effort. Yes, it's hard. You know, your mind is distracted, you know, there's this, there's that, you know. You cannot focus, but that's the whole task here is. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara knows. When you have the right Kavanah, then you can't knock him down. So that's why he comes and disturbs you, because he knows. And that's why, you know, in the middle of Tefillah, you have all these thoughts that come to your head. And that shows how powerful it is. And you have to fight it. You have to go against it. All it needs, the intention that we have, that how we want to do our tefillah. And when you want to do it, Hashem is going to help you. But your intention should be, you know what? Can I just go through the list? I have to make it with simcha, with the kavanah. It's going to happen. And Hashem is Yibarach. Yechabet tefilatenu v'ratzom v'dar Hashem. Hashem yez. V'dar Hashem latzav. Gezorot tobot. Samachot. V'kol ha'misim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.